This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy says Omicron is spreading fast.
At this point, we do believe that Omicron is widespread across the state, and there is likely local transmission occurring in many of our communities, if not most of our communities now.
Dr. Herlihy says infections seem to be similar to or less severe than other COVID variants, though it is still too early to tell. Eagle County today reintroduced an indoor mask mandate that applies regardless of vaccination status. The public health order is in place through January 17th. Eagle County's testing positivity rate is 10%, or double what health officials say is indicative of broad community spread. There's a new way for unemployed Coloradans to get help for mental health and substance abuse issues. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Dialing 211 Colorado connects people to thousands of basic needs resources. Under a new state contract, Coloradans who've lost their jobs can call the number to learn about mental health and substance use benefits through their insurance or assistance programs. They can also sign up for Medicaid, get treatment, and connect to services like food, housing, and financial assistance. The state is partnering with Mile High United Way to offer the service through June next year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Drew Locke will quarterback the Broncos on Sunday. Teddy Bridgewater is recovering from a concussion he sustained in last Sunday's game. Variable cloudiness tonight, lows 20s and 30s statewide. This is CPR News.